Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Hey. I apologize about my tardiness this morning. Today we're going to begin on, we're holding three lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander. Let me just catch my breath. In honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian, for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should all return home safely. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So the first thing we're going to discuss is the Gemara is going to try to figure out how do we know that the Gemara Din of Dinei Nefashos has to be Dafka B'Yom. And the Gemara is going to explain what the two possible sources of how I know that the Gemara Din of Dinei Nefashos needs to be B'Yom. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how we know that with Dinei Nefashos you cannot have a Gemara Din L'Chova on that very day, and that you need to wait till the next day, and that's going to lead the Gemara into a discussion about starting a Din Torah about Dinei Nefashos on a Friday. And the Gemara is going to, because the Mishnah said you cannot start a Din Torah of Dinei Nefashos on a Friday, so the Gemara is going to give five possibilities of why maybe you should be able to start a Din Torah of Dinei Nefashos on a Friday, and the Gemara is going to reject each of those possibilities. Then the Gemara is going to move into a series of questions that Reish Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan about conflicts in halacha. That if you have a conflict with, let's say, you want to carry out a Misas Beis Din, but it happens to be Shabbos, so are you allowed to carry out a Misas Beis Din on Shabbos? Or you want to do a kavura of a Meis Mitzvah, but it happens to be Shabbos, are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? And the Gemara is going to have four different questions relating to conflicts. Along the way, the Gemara is going to get into discussions about the malacha of Havara, and why it is that when the Torah says Lo Savaru Ish B'chol Mosh V'Seichem, it's so unique. The Torah typically, when it tells us not to do malacha on Shabbos, just says don't do malacha on Shabbos, and it's up to us to figure out what is and is not a malacha. Yet when it comes to the malacha of Havara, the Torah identifies the malacha Lo Savaru Ish. Why is it that the Torah identifies the malacha? And to make matters worse, the Torah then says B'chol Mosh V'Seichem. What does Mosh V'Seichem have to do with anything when it comes to Shabbos? Moshe Seichem sounds like a mitzvah tliya ba'aretz. It sounds like it's telling us, oh, don't do this in Eretz Yisrael. That's true of an agricultural mitzvah. As far as we know, Shabbos is a mitzvah that relates to Chutz La'aretz just as well as it does to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara is going to discuss that as well. So let's begin again, three lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Lam Dalan Beis. Dinei Nefashos done by Yom. So he said Dinei Nefashos were done the Dinei Nefashos by Yom and were Gomrin by Yom, meaning you have to the beginning of the Din and the Gemara Din all has to be Dafka by Yom and not Belayla. So Minan Emili, how do I know that the Gemara Din of Dinei Nefashos has to be by Yom? Right, that's one of the distinctions, one of the 10 differences between Dinei Nefashos and Dinei Mamonos, because Dinei Mamonos, the Gemara Din may be Belayla as long as the beginning of the Din is by Yom. So Amar Rav Simi Bar Chiya Amar Kra, the pasuk says, "V'hoka usam laHashem neged haShemesh." HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to take the Rosh Ha'am and to judge anyone who violated Bal Pa'or, which is a type of avodah zarah, and hang them. And they should do that neged haShemesh. Neged haShemesh means bayom, when the sun is actually shining. So we see from there that the Gemar Din of this Dinei Nefashos case relating to avodah zarah to Bal Pa'or was specifically bayom. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Chista, minayin lahoka shitaliya. How do you know what that word means? It says vahoka usam. How do you know that that means hanging? Where do we ever find the word vahoka in Tanakh that we could translate it and understand that it necessarily means to hang? So it says Mar Dichsiv, because the pasuk says vahokanim lahashem begiv ashol bechir hashem, that the Gavonim wanted to hang the seven of Shaul's children as a punishment for having killed seven of the Gavonim. Meaning what happened was there was a famine in the time of David HaMelech, and David HaMelech asked the Urim V'Tumim why they were suffering so terribly from this famine, and the answer was you had done three things wrong as a klal. Number one, you didn't give a proper hesped to Shaul HaMelech. Number two, they just quickly buried him, they didn't do a proper hesped. Number two, Shaul had killed out the city of Novi HaKohanim when he had suspected them of harboring David as as David was running away from Shaul. And number three, along with Novi Erekanim, seven Givonim were killed. And the Givonim were the ones who worked in Novi Erekanim, because they were the Chotvei Eitzim, the Shoavei Mayim, so they were the workers for the Kohanim. The Kohanim needed Chotvei Eitzim and Shoavei Mayim. So they had to, first thing they had to do, David heard about this, so he went to be Mephias the Givonim to try to get a Mechila from the Givonim, and the Givonim said, yeah, we'll be happy to forgive you as soon as you kill seven sons of Shaul to be Mechaper for the seven Givonim that were killed by Shaul along with Novi Erekanim. So David had to go and do that. So the Givonim were asking David to do that, to kill seven of the Bnei Shaul. Uksiv, and the Psukim say, Vatikach Ritzpa Bas Ayah es Hasak Vatateu La Elatzur Bitchilas Katzir. Ritzpa Bas Ayah, who is one of the Pilagshim of Shaul HaMelech, and two of the people that were hanged, so all seven were children of Shaul, two of them were her children, so since it was in the time of the harvest, which is the beginning of the summer season, until the first rains began, she spread out sackcloth underneath the hanged bodies, and she sat there in order to make sure that none of the wildlife would go and consume the bodies. So from the fact that she had to do that, it must be that the bodies were just left out, that they were exposed. And how so? They must have been hanged, because if they were killed in any other way, they would have been hidden in some way, and the chayos and the ophos never would have been able to get to the bodies anyway. So you see that the word vahokiyum is harigali detliya. It means killing through hanging. So since the pasuk says by Baal Pa'or that Moshe Rabbeinu was told that they should be vahoka neger hashemesh, so that it should be done by yom, so we see that the word means to hang, the word means to kill someone by hanging them, and it had to be done by yom. So you see that dina nefashos is done by yom. So the says Gemara, okay, so hoka'a means hanging. So now the Gemara goes and explains the pasuk by the hanging of the sins of Baal Pa'ar. Ksiv, and the pasuk says by the punishment of Baal Pa'ar, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, kach es kol rashei ha'am. Take all of the rashei ha'am, and you should do the hanging. So the Gemara says from the mashmaus of the pasuk, it sounds like Moshe was told to hang the leaders of the nation. Well, why? Ima'am chatu, I understand, the nation sinned. Rashei ha'am machatu. What did the rashei ha'am do wrong? Why would they be punished? So Ravi Damrav, Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Chalek Lehem Batei Dinim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, no, don't take the Rosh Ha'am and kill them. Take the Rosh Ha'am to use for the Batei, so you can put together a lot of different Batei Din so that you can kill them, because you can't just kill people without due process. You need to know that the people were actually in violation of Baal Pa'ar. So gather together Rosh Ha'am, and every 23 Rosh Ha'am will form a Beis Din. That's kosher to be Dan Din in a Fashos, and then you'll be able to hang them. The Rishonim say, well, wait just a second. Rashi points out, Taliyah is not one of the Dal Mises Beis Din. The Skila, Sreifa, Hereg, and Chenek, none of them are hanging. We don't. Nevertheless, those who violated Baal Pa'ar were hanged, because Novid Avod Zor is Dinal Beskila, and the Allah is Kala Niskalim Nitlim. So that's why there's a hanging involved in Skila. The Rashash points out that the Mishnah says that's only the Sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. The Chum hold not all Niskalim are Nitlim, only Magadif and Novid Avod Zor, but either way it works, because over here it's of the Avod Zor. So there is some level of Taliyah that is being done at that point. So says Gemara, my taima, why is it that they needed multiple batei dinim? Why couldn't just one basin deal with all the people that violated Baal Pa'ar? And Ilema, maybe going to tell me, Mishum she'ein done in shnayim biyom echad, because one basin cannot be done two separate people on the same day for a dina nefashos case. So va'amar Rav Chista lo shanu ella b'shtei misos. But Rav Chista said that's not always true. That's only when it's two different misos, because then you have to don each case separately, and each one is going to require its own svaras and its own analysis. And when you overload the Sanhedrin with too many cases, meaning more than one dina nefashos case in a single day, they may not give each one the proper attention that it deserves. They're going to be distracted with the other case, and therefore they're not going to come at it from every angle. They're not going to think of everything they're supposed to think of when they are done the dina nefashos case. Aval, but when both of the people that are being judged are for the very same aveira b'misa achas, and it's for the same misa, then done it. Then you are allowed to do two in one day because you don't have to worry that they're not going to analyze it so well because it's the same case. So why do we have to why was it so necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to get so many different batei din involved to judge all the people who violated Baal Pa'or? They all violated the same Avera. They all have the very same din. Ella k'dei sheyoshev charon af miYisrael. The reason they required multiple batei din is in order to ease God's anger against Klal Yisrael. Meaning, when there's a mood among the nation that everyone is running to try to be mekani the Dvar Hashem, to try to defend HaKadosh Baruch Hu's honor, so that's going to cause God's anger to subside. So yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu could have just put aside 23 days and said, deal with all of these cases. But he got every chacham, anyone whose first name was Rabbi, was involved all of a sudden in being part of a Beis Din in order to deal with the various people who had violated Baal Pa'or, and through that, V'yashov Charon Af Hashem Mi Yisrael, as the pasuk says. So that causes God's anger to subside. Okay, next. Dinim Amnis Gomrin Bo Bayom. We said, Dinim Amnis, you could have a Gemar Din on that very same day, both Lizuchos and Lechova. But Dinim Nefashos, you can only be Gomer Bo Bayom Lizuchos, but not Lechova. Because if the Din looks like you're going to convict, you have to wait until the next day, just in case there's some angle you're not thinking of, some Limud Zuchos you're not thinking of, that if only you were to sleep on it, you'd be able to think of that Limud Zuchos. So it says, how do I know that Dina Nefashos, you're not Gomer that very same day and you need to wait another day? Because the Pasuk says in Sefer Yeshayahu, Pasuk saying that originally there'd be Malin Dina Nefashos until the next day in order to come up with some Zuchus for some argument in favor of the person who's standing trial. And now we don't do that. Rather, we hurry up to be Gomer the Din Lechova on the very same day. And that's called Miratzchim. So you see that you're not supposed to do that. I mean, you're called a murderer if you're Dan Dinin Fashos on that same day. So Rabbi Chanin is assuming the Pasuk is about Dinin Fashos and it's not about Dinin Mamonis because the Pasuk prior to it also is about Dinin Fashos. It says, Yadechem Damim Mileu, which is that they were not Masha the Din. So the Pasuk calls it as if you're killing someone by not being Masha the Din. Rava Amar, Rava says, Mehacha, I learned from the following Pasuk. Pasuk says, Ashru Chamot. It says, Limdu Hetev Dirshu Mishpat, Ashru Chamot. What does that mean? Ashu means strengthen yourself. Dayan shemechametz es dino. A dayan who is mechametz the din, meaning it's a good thing to be mechametz the din. So give a yashakayach to a dayan who knows to wait on the mechametz means to delay, right? Chametz becomes chametz when it waits and nothing happens to it, so that there's a chance to rise. So ashu chametz, the dayan that's mechametz es dino, that's wonderful. The idach now, Rabbi Chanino, who learned this din from a different pasuk, why doesn't he learn from ashu chametz? That seems like a much more direct pasuk. Ashu chametz, that having a chimut tzadin is a good thing. So he holds ashu chametz means velo chametz. That ashu chametz means be mechazik the nigzal and not the gazlan. And the way Rashi learns is that it's a din in Maseches Baba Kama, that whenever you have a monetary lawsuit, what you have very, very often is what's called a countersuit, right? One person comes and says, I'm suing this guy for $1 million, he stole from me, whatever. And all of a sudden, the person who's being sued, who was quiet until now, never claimed that anyone had owed him money, says, what are you talking about? You owe me $2 million, and there's a countersuit. So when Beis Din is dealing with two people who are each seeking money from the other, whose case do we listen to first? Do we listen to the lawsuit or the countersuit? So that's the din of Ashu Chamotz. Chamotz v'lo chometz. The one you should listen to first is the original nigzal, and not the one who was then turned around onto. I mean, a guy says, you stole money from me, and the other guy says, stole money from me? I mean, you never returned the loan that I lent you. He said, return the loan that I lent you? I gave you a mashkon that was worth twice as much as the loan, and you never gave me back the mashkon. So first we deal with the loan, then we could talk about the mashkon. So that's the din that we derive from this pasuk. V'idach, and Rava, Haimelesi Mishpat, Mayavdei, what does Rava Rava do with the pasuk of Milasi Mishpat Tzedek Yalim Bavata Meratzchim? If he already knows from Ashru Chamot that you're supposed to delay a Gemar Din in Din in Nefashos, so Rabbi Yitzchak, he learns the Din of Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yitzchak, who says Kol Tainish Melin Bas Tzedaka Kilu Shofech Damim, that typically on a Tainis you'd give Tzedaka to Aniyim on the night of the Tainis. And because they need to be ready, they need to have food to eat at the end of the fast, and therefore, if you're not mechalik tzedakah ta'aniyim on the tainis, it's as if it's shofich damim. So they would give tzedakah on the nights of the tainis, on the tainis, and the aniyim would wait for it. They'd anticipate it, and if they showed up and no one was giving them tzedakah, that's ki'ilu your shofich damim. Shneimar melasi mishpat tzedek. It's from that pasuk that those who are malinim the tzedakah are called meratzkim. That those who delay tzedakah are called meratzkim. So in this context, he's understanding tzedek refers to tzedakah, that if you delay that, that's as if you are you're killing the person, and so it's not a reference to din. The Gemara explains v'hani mili, this idea that you have to give tzedakah right away at the expected time is berifta v'tamri. On a fast day is dafka berifta v'tamri. Is dafka if you're giving out bread and dates, which are foods that you're able to eat right away. But if what you're distributing for tzedakah is money or wheat or barley, where you can't eat money, you can't eat wheat, you have to grind it, make flour, and then knead it, and then bake it. Right? You got to go through the whole sidur de pas before you have something that you're able to eat. So less than buds, and then it's not you're not considered a rotzeach for not delivering that on time, because there's no such thing as on time anyway. Even when you do deliver it, it's quite a road before the person is able to actually turn that into food for a person to actually be able to eat it. That's why in Hilchos Tzedakah, the halacha is that it's a greater zuchus of tzedakah to be able to give someone something that's ready to eat. The Gemara says that in Maseches Ksubas, I think in Daf Samach Zayin or so, the Gemara says that one of the Amoraim and his wife used to always give Tomche Shabbos kind of thing. They would go deliver packages of food to someone's home who was an ani, and then they would run away so that they wouldn't be matan b'seser. But one time, the recipient of those packages wanted to see who was doing this delivery. So he waited at the door, and then as soon as he heard them, he opened the door to try to catch them to see who who his benefactors are. And they didn't want to be caught. They wanted it to be Matan Besesa. So they ran, and he started chasing after them. And at a certain point, when they were running, there was nowhere to turn but inside some furnace with hot coals on the floor of the furnace. And they ran into this furnace. And the Amora, I forget who it was, maybe Marukva, his feet were burning. So his wife said, "Oh, your feet are burning. Put your feet on top of my feet so you can protect your feet. Your feet will stop burning. My feet aren't burning." And it occurred to him, well, wait a second. Why is my wife a bigger tzaddikas than I am a tzaddik? Why does she get extra zuchuyos that her feet aren't going to burn? Nowadays, we would explain it's like mommy hands, right? When, mommies touch things inside of an oven, it doesn't burn their hands, but yeah. Okay, but that wasn't his original thought. So why is it that your feet are burning? And the Gemara says, because when he would give tzedakah, he'd give money, he'd write a check, he'd give a credit card because the Aniyim probably had those machines back then, also, right? But when she would give tzedakah, she'd bake them a meal, she'd cook them a meal, she'd be able to serve them something that was ready to go, and that's considered a greater zuchus in tzedakah. So you see that the Gemara says also that igra de ta'anisa, that part of the purpose of a tainis is tzedakah, is that we're supposed to be taking care of each other, and we're supposed to be giving tzedakah. Fasting isn't only about fasting; it's to feel what it means to be hungry, and to take care of other people as well, and to give tzedakah to other people as well. Okay, lefichach ein dan. So we said that since dinei nefashos, you're not gomer din lechova on that same day, so you don't begin the din on Erev Shabbos, nor on Erev Yom Tov. So my time, why is it that we don't begin the din Torah of dinei nefashos on Erev Shabbos? Because what do you want to do? Mishum delo efshar. There's no way to see it through properly. Because heichi loved, what do you want to do? The Gemara's going to have five suggestions. You want to finish the whole thing up before Shabbos? The whole capital case, you want to finish up before Shabbos? Dilma chazu tam lechava. But what happens if it looks like you're going to have to convict the guy? Ubalim eved halanas din. The halacha is that you have to do a halanas din if you're going to convict the guy. You're not allowed to be gomer a din and nefashos din that same day. So okay, so you can't do that. So says the Gemara, okay, how about this possibility? L'dayni b'mali shabata v'ligmeri b'shabata. Second possibility. Why don't you do the din Torah on erev Shabbos? And if you see that you're going to have to convict the guy, do that on Shabbos v'ligmeri b'shabata and kill him on Shabbos. Do the Gemara din on Shabbos. Says Gemara, no, ein ritzicha docha sa Shabbos. Misas beis din is not docha Shabbos. Tosos asks, well, even without the reason that misas beis din is not docha Shabbos, the chamim had a takaros chachamim mesachas beitza. Tosos points out beitza daf lamed vav elu hein mishum shavus lo danin, that there's nisr drabban that you're not allowed to do a din Torah anyway. So you don't need any ritzicha dochas a Shabbos. Tosos points out, yes, you do, because the din derabban that ain't done in is dafka bedin imamnus, because bedin imamnus they need to be writing. So it's a gezeira shami yichtov. Bedin nefashos they only write on day one of the trial when the dayanim are still going through the divrei hamezakim, the divrei hamechayvim. So that's where the shnei sofrei hadayanim are writing down all of the arguments. But when they come back for the gemara din, nothing needs to be written down. They're reading the court records, but nothing needs to be written down. And that, from a derabbanan perspective of a shavus, of not doing it in Torah, that would be allowed on Shabbos. Elamai, you're not allowed to kill a person on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do Mrs. Beis Din on Shabbos. So says Gemara, okay, third possibility, v'liktele l'orta, start the Din Torah on Friday, convict the guy on Shabbos, and actually carry out the sentence on Motzai Shabbos. Says Gemara, no, neged HaShemesh be'inan, the Mrs. Beis Din has to be neged HaShemesh, it has to be during the daytime. So says Gemara, okay, fourth possibility, v'ligmeri l'dinim b'shabata, v'liktele b'chad b'shabata, start the Din Torah on Friday, finish the Din Torah on Shabbos, and don't execute him until Sunday, with daytime. Says, well, no, then Nimtzatama Ana Esdino. Once you have a Gemara Din Lamisa, if you delay until Sunday to execute the guy, so that's an inoy adin. You're not allowed to do that. There's a machlokas rishonim. I mean, the Gemara doesn't quote a source for that. The Gemara just says, can't do that. That's inoy adin. So the machlokas rishonim, where that comes from. So the Yad Ramah writes that it's derived from the pasuk via haftal l'reicha kamocha. Just like the Gemara says, bor lo misa yafa, that there's no such thing in Judaism called death row. Right? Death row is a person knows that their fate is sealed, that they're going to be killed, and they're just waiting for the day that they're going to be killed. One of the sources, or probably the primary source, of joy and purpose in life is the hopes for a future, is the anticipation of a good day today, tomorrow. But if a person is only waiting for death, and that's all they know, that's not a way to let a person live. So give him a misa yafa, don't allow it to be a prolonged thing, so we kill him on the spot, on that very day. Rabbeinu Gershom writes that it's derived from the Yisur of Tzar Balei Chayim. You're not allowed to be mitzar even a Bal Chay, even an animal, so certainly you're not allowed to be mitzar a human being. So the Margolios Yom raises the question, and Baba Kama, it quotes the concept of Inoy Adin by a Shor and Iskol, that's Nigmar Dino Lemisa. So over there, you can't say that the Shor is Misana, that he's suffering, that he's struggling. He doesn't know what's going on. He has, you know, he's a Shor, so he doesn't know that he's on death row. He just, so he has a different a source for Inoy Adin from the Pasuk of Yarta Rami Kirbecha, that we have a responsibility to get rid of evil from our midst, and we're supposed to do it as soon as possible. And maybe that's the base of Inui Hadin. But either way, the Gemara is saying that you certainly cannot start the Din Torah Friday, finish it on Shabbos where you're convicting him, and then kill him on Sunday, because that's an Inui Hadin. So it says, well, I'll give you another possibility, a final possibility, to have a Din Torah on Friday. Nidaini b'mali Shabbata, v'nigmrei b'chad b'Shabbata. Why not start the Din Torah on Friday and just finish it on Sunday? Don't do the Gemara Din on Shabbos. Take a day off and do the Gemara Din on Sunday. Says, well, you can't do that, because Minshu Tamayu. By the time you can take a 48-hour respite in the middle of the case, people are going to forget, the dayanim are going to forget what their arguments were the previous day. the Kosvin Divrei Mezakin and Divrei Mechayvin, and even though there are scribes of the court that are writing down the Divrei Mezakin and the Divrei Mechayvin, Nihidu Bapuma Kosvin, Libadin Shiinshi, Hilkach Lo Evshar, granted they write down whatever arguments the Dayanim had said, but you know, when they say something, there's a whole thought process behind it, and for them to get back into that thought process and to remember what exactly all the details of that thought process were, it still needs to be fresh in their minds. If it's not fresh in their minds, it's going to be very hard for them to do that. So a 48-hour delay will make them unable to get back into that thought process. Like sometimes, you know, if you take notes on something and you just do it shorthand because I'm going to remember. So you just write a few words and then you look back at it a few days later and what was I? I have no idea what I meant. I have no idea what I was writing. I have no idea what I meant. So a normal person, the next day he's still in it, but with a prompt and with a reminder of what he had said, he'll remember what he thought, but 2 days later is already too much. A normal person, I remember I once asked Rav Shechter for Eitzah for Chazara in learning, like how to review properly. So he said, well, to review, you got to give yourself a little bit of time to forget. So you should wait a couple of months before you a couple of months, like a couple of seconds. And it's already slipped my mind. So it's important when you're asking for aids in learning to ask for people who have like normal human brains. So the Gemara is saying, so you wait 48 hours is going to be too much. So hilkach lo efshar. So therefore you can't do it. You can't have that on. You're going to start the Din Torah on a Friday. So now the Gemara brings questions that Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi points out over here that in the fourth wide line, Reish Lakish lava masnisin bayame Rabbi Yochanan el bialma. The question that we're about to pose that Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan has nothing to do with our Mishnah. It's just time a question. What's it doing here in Sanhedrin daf lamed hey? V'sudrua mesadrei Gemara kan mishum desof elishal v'tei bezin dochel Shabbos. Since one of the questions is going to be about misas bezin happening on Shabbos, so we list the questions that Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, even though they're not all about things that relate to Mises Beis and being Docha Shabbos. Amalei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, v'tei k'furus meis mitzvah Docha Shabbos. First thing he asked him, again, having nothing to do with Maseches Sanhedrin, nothing to do with our sugya, is why don't we allow a k'furus meis mitzvah to happen on Shabbos? Meaning, meis mitzvah is something that's very, very important, so why can't we do it on Shabbos? Mikal v'chomer, and I'll tell you an argument why it should be allowed on Shabbos, even though it obviously involves a malacha. So ma avoda shadocha Shabbos. The avoda in the Beis Hamikdash is so critical that it overrides Shabbos. So kfuras meis mitzvah docha osa. Right? Is this the yomi coincidence? We're going to be talking about what trumps what. Trump. Okay. So just like kfuras meis mitzvah is avoda is docha Shabbos, and kfuras meis mitzvah is docha the avoda space Hamikdash mivila achoso, and we derive that from the pasuk of vila achoso. So how do I know that that's true? Kedetanya, the Brisa tells us when it comes to the halachos of a nazir, the halacha is that a nazir is not allowed to be matami to a mace at all. So it says, La vivulimo la chivula choso lo yitama, the pasuk says. So matam lomer, what's the pasuk teaching me? It already told me that he's not allowed to be matami himself at all. So the word vila achoso is there to teach me, hare shayaholech lishchotes pischav lomel spino. Let's say this nazir, who also happens to be the Kohen Gadol, and he's going to shechtes karban pesach, or he's going to give his child a bris mila. So not only is he, in addition to his kedusha that asks him to be mitame, he's also in the middle of doing a very chashuva mitzvah, where if he were to delay that mitzvah, he's going to lose out on that mitzvah. So meaning if he goes and he takes care of a mace, he's not going to be able to give a mila to his child, he's not going to be able to bring a karban pesach that day. V'shamash mace lo mace, and then he finds out one of his relatives dies, yachol yitamayim, I think he should be mitame to bury that relative. Sa'amrit lo yitama. That's why it says no. Even a nazir that's not a kohen gadol, and kohen gadol that's not a nazir is not allowed to be metame to his relatives. And kol shekein a nazir that's also a kohen gadol who's involved in a very big mitzvah is not allowed to be mevatel that mitzvah to be metame to his relatives. So yachol k'shem shein metame lachos kachin metame l'meis mitzvah. So I might think that guy kohen gadol nazir involved in a mitzvah. He's got so much telling him not to get involved involved in a mace. So I might think he shouldn't even be involved in a mace mitzvah. Tamalomer, that's why the pasuk says vila achoso. Lachoso deinim tamim tamim the mace mitzvah. That's, while it's true, he cannot become tamim to his own sister, but he can be mitame to a mace mitzvah, even at the expense of his kohuna, kuna gedola, his nazirus, the other mitzvah he's doing. Mace mitzvah is that important. So now that we know the makar, that a mace mitzvah is docha avoda, so the Gemara asks, so we should learn from a kal v'chomer that a mace mitzvah should be docha Shabbos as well. So Shabbos, shenidchis mepnei avoda, Shabbos, which is pushed aside for the sake of avoda, should for sure be pushed aside for the sake of a meis mitzvah. So Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan said back to Reish Lakish, Ritzicha shedochas tochiach shedochas avoda veinodochas Shabbos. No, look at Misas Beis Din to tell you that you cannot learn from that kal v'chomer. Misas Beis Din is docha avoda, but Misas Beis Din is not docha Shabbos. So not everything that's docha avoda is going to be docha Shabbos. Okay, Ritzicha guvotitchas Shabbos. Who told you that Misas Beis Din is not docha Shabbos and that you're not allowed to carry out a Mises Beis Din on Shabbos? Let Mises Beis Din be done for Shabbos. And you know what? I'll make a compelling argument for it. Mi Kal V'Chomer, from the following Kal V'Chomer. Uma Avoda Shadochas HaShabbos. Avoda Space HaMikdash overrides Shabbos. Ritzicha Dochosa and Mises Beis Din overrides the Avoda. A Kohen is Chayv Misa Al Yidei Beis Din. And he comes to the Mizbeach to go to the Avoda. We take him away from the Mizbeach, even though there's no other Kohen that's going to be able to do that Avoda. So Mises Beis Din overrides avoda. Shemar miyaz bechiti kechanulamus. So Shabbos shenichlus from avoda, and then shtei ritzicha dochosa. So if avoda overrides Shabbos, if A is greater than B and B is greater than C, then A is greater than C, right? So Shabbos, which is pushed aside for the sake of avoda, should for sure be pushed aside for the sake of dal mises Beis Din. If dal mises Beis Din is greater than avoda, and avoda is greater than Shabbos, then dal mises Beis Din has got to be greater than Shabbos. So you should be able to do dal mises based in on Shabbos. So Rav Kvar Paska Tanu Be Rabbi Shmuel. Tanu Be Rabbi Shmuel already taught us that Mises Beis Din is not Docha Shabbos. How so? The Tanu Be Rabbi Shmuel Lo Sevaru Eish Ma Tamal Omer. What's the Pasuk teaching me when it says Lo Sevaru Eish Bechol Moshvel Seichem? So it says Ma Tamal Omer. What's the Pasuk teaching me? That's an old discussion. Why the Torah singles out Havara among all the Melechas Shabbos? In Rabbi Yossi Lelav Yatzes. According to Rabbi Yossi, he teaches me that Havara is different than the other 38 Melechas of Shabbos in that it's only a violation of a Lo Sasei, and you're not chayiv misa for it. And either Rabbi Nassan lechalik yatzus. And according to Rabbi Nassan, it's there to teach me that this is a paradigm of all of the melachos of Shabbos. That just as havara is singled out because you're chayiv for havara separately from the other melachos, so too each and every melacha you're chayiv for separately. Kiditanya, as the Brisa already taught us, havara lelav yatzus divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Nassan omer lechalik yatzus. So we already have this discussion. So what are you asking about Tanu Be Rabbi Shmuel? What we learn from Lo Sevaru Eish? Now, Elam Rava Tana Moshavos Kashalei. Tanu Be Rabbi Shmuel is not asking about that part of the pasuk. It's asking about the next words. Bechol Moshvo Seichem Moshavos Matamalomar. Why is it talking about Moshvo Seichem when it comes to Chil Shabbos? Michti Shabbos Chovos Agufi. Shabbos is a mitzvah that's on the individual. It's on the person. Chovos Aguf Noeg is Bein Baritz Bein Chutzarts. It's not an agricultural mitzvah. So any Chovos Aguf, it's not an agricultural mitzvah, applies both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. So Moshavos Tekas of Rachman Olam Ali. So why does it say Moshvo Seichem? Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar Talmud Echad. So there Miyashiv Fishen Emar, because the pasuk says about Misas Beis Din Ki Yeh Bi Ish Chet Mishpat Maves V'Humas. So the pasuk could be explained in a number of ways. Shomea Ani, I might think from the Kal V'Chomer from Avoda that we had mentioned before, Bein B'Chol Bein B'Shabbos, that you carry out a Misas Beis Din even on Shabbos. V'Amani Mikai Mechalel Mosimas. I, what do I do with the pasuk that says you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos? That's B'Sham Lachos Chutz Mises Beis Din. That's when I'm not doing Mises Beis Din. Oh, wait, you know, I'll feel Mises Beis Din. Or maybe no. Maybe Mechalel Mosimas tells me you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos at all, even to do Mises Beis Din. Umani Mekayim V'Mas. How do I learn the pasuk of carrying out a Mises Beis Din that you're supposed to do that? Bechal Avalo B'Shabbos. Maybe, yeah, you're supposed to do a Mises Beis Din on a weekday, but not on a Shabbos. Oh, I know I love feeling Shabbos. Or maybe no. Maybe you're supposed to do it even on a Shabbos. So Tabalomar lo Sevaru Eish Bechol Moshvel Seichem. That that's why he says, and by those who are rotzech b'meizid, that are killed by beizin, it says, just like when it talks about a rotzech, it means moshavos means beizdin, af moshavos amr kan. So too by havara on Shabbos, it means beizdin. And the Torah is telling you lo suvaruish bechol moshavosaychem, that you're not allowed to do a misas beizdin on Shabbos. So that's how I know that all misas beizdin are not docha Shabbos; they cannot be done on Shabbos. That's the chiddush of the Tanya by Rabbi Shmuel. From the word moshavosaychem, we learn that misas beizdin is not docha Shabbos, even though you could have advanced a kal vachomer that would have taught me otherwise. So the Gemara's next step is going to be to try to figure out whether the avodah of a carbon tzibur should be nidcha because of and on account of misas beizdin. But Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with that. Everyone, thank you very much. Have a great day, and I apologize for being a few minutes late this morning.